We'll start off with questions for Cody Sokol.
First off, just I guess tell us how the bye week was and what you got out of it and what you guys worked on.
I think we got a lot out of the bye week. A lot of players, it was good for them because they got a rest. But also, we got to work and we had some practices that, you know, pushed us and got us a lot better.
Hey, can you grab that? The audio's not registering very well. It's kind of, yeah, so if you wouldn't mind just holding it or...
We can turn up a little bit here, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just kind of talk about what you kind of know about UTSA. I know you guys aren't completely deep into the in the film study yet, but I know you guys still know a thing or two of the Roadrunners. They've been a tough team in recent years.
Yeah, they're a good team. I think they had... they played a lot of good games this year, some tough losses. They're good defense. They rank high in our conference, and for our offense, it's going to be competitive and something we look forward to.
Their front four, what kind of stands out on tape? Have y'all talked about that and what the offensive line is going to have to do to protect with that talented front four?
Yeah, they're very talented up front, and I think it's going to be a big game for our offensive line. I think it's a good challenge, and I think that our guys have been preparing really well for this game.
How do you guys just maintain the level of offensive, just intensity, and just in terms of that production that you guys had in the last game coming off the bye week, just bring that again one more game?
You know, we got to continue to do what we do as an offense and move the ball. I think we've done a good job of that in past weeks. And I think that we got to continue to make big plays on offense and keep our defense off the field as much as possible. We have a great defense. I think that, you know, we complement each other. And I think that that's going to be big this game is making sure our defense is off the field and we're getting them rest.
What did the bye week do specifically for you?
I think the biggest thing for me was just to get just 100% going to this game. And I think that it was big for our offense as a whole to make sure we were good in practice and making sure that people were stepping up because, you know, it's a long season and you never know, you know, what's going to happen, who's going to have to step up where. And I think that we progress as an offense in that matter.
Anything else? All right.
Thank you.